This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and now he's one up on me at least. Joining me, fresh off of a training session, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, I wish you were there because I wish all of our guests were there because I came away touched. I saw ordinary, they look like my neighbors, men, women, their church security, their school teachers, their school custodians, some of the school management was there. They're superheroes. No cape, but wow. I'm so impressed by them. I was at a faster training course in the desert of Arizona that stands for Faculty and Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. They teach these people to be emergency responders, to stop an attacker at their school or church, to stop the bleeding, save lives until the police say the scene is safe and EMTs can take over and treat the injured. Wow.
That's one of those things where you look at it and it just seems like that would be intuitive instruction in today's day and age. And for whatever reason, is this new in Arizona? I mean, you said you took the training in Arizona. Is this new?
Yes. Well, this is their, depending on your count, second or third class in Arizona where they're vetting and training school staff. The teachers in, you know, you don't start a new business without having to train up your staff,
sure.
Even if you're selling a well-established product. So the trainers were getting up to speed. What's interesting, in different states, there are different qualification requirements. So that was still getting worked out, too. I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Well, I mean, you've taken a faster class somewhere else. Was that when you say that there were different qualification criteria, what did you notice? What was some of the difference?
Everybody is imitating the police officer's standard test that new officers take in the academy. That varies from state to state. Not only is the target is different, the distances are different, the number of shots fired, all that's different. But what's also different in the different states is how many misses are you allowed and what sort of miss. So you can qualify. There were some of the shooters on our group who shot so well, they qualified as to be an instructor that would instruct and test police officers. Those guys could shoot. One of them's actually a custodian in a school. He's dialed in, at least his gun handling stuff. I struggled. My primary gun went down. I've been working all year to get good with the red dot, and suddenly I was back on iron sights. Whoops, that slowed me down. I heard,
yeah.
I missed the silhouette by a half inch. That means I sent a bullet labeled to whom it may concern, and they're saying, wait a minute, that could injure someone downrange. I'm going, yeah, I know. I exceeded the qualifications to be law enforcement, but I didn't quite make the qualification because of that miss to be an instructor for law enforcement in Arizona. So how good do you have to, that brought up the question, how good do we want our teachers to be? Which is a philosophical question. It's an emotional question. It's also sort of an actuarial table question. So we can explore each one of those parts if you want.
Well, let's explore those parts. But I mean, as far as You were using the gun that you trained with in Reesville or Reedville or wherever it was we took the class with Steve.
I used Roger's firearm, yeah. Roger Ward at Ace Firearms. The red dot worked great, except it started the firearm started double feeding. I've already talked to him. He'll take it back, figure out what's going on. Jumped back on a standard old Glock 19 and went to work.
Right.
Now, this question of how good is good enough is really, it's pretty important. Part of us says, man, I don't want a school defender ever to miss. Never, no matter how we test them. By the way, some of the law enforcement, the school resource officers, and there were some just patrol officers that were taking this class with us, they never missed. But that means we're going to disarm a lot of school staff.
Right.
That means there's more time for the murderer to kill our kids before someone opposes them. What was so fascinating was to watch someone, she's just a teacher, she teaches first and second grade, she's struggling to be as accurate as she wants. We had a guy, 22-year-old kid, son and nephew of the trainers, played bad guys when we did Force on Force. She goes, hi, can I help you? What are you doing here? He pulls a gun and literally races into her classroom in the facility that we got to use on the weekend.
Right.
She's not in her classroom. She flies across campus, lunges into the room, finds the only piece of cover and shoots the bad guy. She was on fire, and you go, why? I go, they're my kids. I've yet to meet a teacher in one of these classes who didn't describe the students as my kids.
Right.
So, but you and I have talked about how you and I feel about if it were one of your granddaughters, if it were one of your family members. That's how these school staff feel about defending their kids. To me, that is perfect. There are other issues here. It's like, well, we'd like to say all of our shooters were perfect. It would be easier to sell that to the politicians, but if we do that, we're actually going to put more of our kids at risk because we'll have perfectly good defenders, but they can't pass that perfect qualification.
Right.
It's that's the sort of stuff they're working out. Amazing.
That's an interesting set of criteria. I like it.
Just to put some perspective, this was the test in Ohio. I think it's half as many rounds. I was taking that just to see if I could get an absolutely perfect score. Not only perfect in number, but was it, you know, all the smallest zone? Were my shots so good there was no way to do better, even though, yeah, it passed a long time ago. In Colorado, when I took it there, I passed easily, but I've got everything on target. But I was a couple points down. Not all of them were in the 10 ring. Some of them are, you know, like hitting a quarter from 50 feet. You can do it. It's hard. This was much harder for me. On the other hand, I did ask one of the law enforcement officers, I go, you're really good at this. Have you seen this before? He goes, this is probably the 50th time I've shot at this line of this qualification test. I go, yeah, you have. Law enforcement typically take 2 or 2.5 weeks to gear up for this test. We did it after 9 hours, 10 hours. So, sure. Yeah. On the other hand, my faults are my own. It does tell me where to get better.
Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. I want to hear more about this because I haven't gotten to train in a while. For people that are wanting to check out your work, wanting to check out what you do, how do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes once a week, a little snack food of a podcast. Keep us loaded in your pocket. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast put out by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and Ops Lens. I write the Armed Citizens column at MLand.
All available. Every way you can find. Talking about education, there's some continuing education for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Rob Morrison. Now, is this the first time you've trained since pre-COVID?
Yes.
So he's yes. He's one up on me now.
I'm it's been, what, oh, man, that's right. It's over a year and a half since I really got my head down in the game. And you know what? By the way, that takes some humility, because when the instructor stands behind you, moves your hand over and says, didn't I tell you to do that before someplace some years ago? And you go, oh, my gosh. Have I really not learned? Has it been that long, and am I that bad? So come into it with a little bit of humility, and you will come out much better. What? There was a discussion, and the people who were church staff had it, the people who were school staff, the people who were SROs, they all sort of said the same thing. They go, look, I read the news, and I'm afraid that a mass murderer would come to my church or my school. There are other people who read the news, and they're afraid that I'm going to attack the school. To me, that seems crazy. We haven't seen that. We've seen, you know, mass murderers kill hundreds, and armed civilians stop millions of attacks a year.
Yeah.
Millions is much bigger than thousands. So what are you afraid of? And we were talking about that a lot. And I think you touch this stuff. You're immersed in it. You know the facts of what violence is like and what armed defense is like. You know it better than I, because you've had to defend yourself twice. I haven't. I'm going to keep knocking on wood to hope that my good luck holds. But I think people who just see the world through their little screens, they don't know that there's real violence out there. You know, they think it's all a movie. Oh, in the movie I saw where I got frightened, if I took away the bad guy's gun, it would have been better. The movie wouldn't have been frightening. And you go, dude, we're not living in a movie. This is real. And I think there's some people who are sort of living in this never-never land where what they feel as real is what they confuse as being real. I don't know how to fight that, Bill.
Well, I mean, I think it boils down to this. Perception is everything. And if people and their perception is going to lead to what they believe. So if they believe certain things, like that, you know, they're danger, right?
Okay. Yep.
Then that's going to be hard to fight. And you can try to fight that with the reams and reams and reams of data that we have about armed teachers, because nothing happens where there are armed teachers.
Right.
They don't snap and get out there and say, okay, you left your homework at home? Feel your hand. You know, they're not snapping and doing that. They're not doing anything that any gun carriers get accused, you know, with permitless carry, which, I don't know why people with permits don't do it, but with permitless carry, they're always out there saying there will be fights over parking spaces, which there never are.
Right.
And, you know, it really becomes a matter of what you believe. And the thing is, you have to fight through that. And I can only imagine with some of these people that volunteer for this, there's probably some timid people in this, right?
There's some people who are not. Yes, there are some people that had to search for the lion in them that would stop an attacker. On the other hand, she, after what we saw her do in Force on Force, she got nicknamed Wheels because she will charge in. But yeah, they had to learn that.
Well, that part of it, when I sit there and when I think about that, I know that there's some things that can be learned and there's some things that you have to overcome. But that first perception, that first belief is really probably the hardest part, isn't it?
You know what? I think it is, in the sense that if they didn't have the spark of desire that they were going to climb over bodies to get to someone who was hurting their kids, they wouldn't be in the class in the first place.
Right.
They volunteered. No one volunteered them. I'm going to tell the different side of that story. There was a school staff member. The scenario was set up. There's a man standing behind a chest high wall. It surrounds the preschool playground. And he starts shouting, "Where's Johnny? Where's my son? I want to talk to Johnny. I want to take Johnny." And all of a sudden you go, oops, let's go up to the front office. We can't see all of him. And he puts both hands on top of the wall to climb over, and one hand has a gun, which immediately changes everything. We're not going to talk about this anymore. And the guy who was a school staff member stopped the threat very quickly, gets the kids out of there, and then he has this huge emotional reaction. You can't take my kids. He's a custodian there. He also teaches a shop class, I think.
Right.
But that's that parental interest, that love. He was angry that this guy would dare to hurt his children. And then he has to turn around and go, yeah, now I have to tell the world, get on the radio and get some more help here, don't I? Yeah, okay. And it took him, he had to overcome his rage, I'm losing words here because I can feel it. Yeah, that it's a very emotional moment, and that's very useful so that people know that those emotions are going to come.
Right. Well, I mean, and this is the thing. I can understand where that emotion comes from because we got a guy here locally who went and shot up a school in 2016.
Ah!
And now he's in jail, and he's been a model prisoner, and he wants his sentence reduced so he can be involved in some of the programs at the prison. He has a life sentence, so they won't let him be involved in some of the programs at the prison. And I'm sorry that you can't do that. But you know what? Here's the thing. When a person takes a gun and goes to a school where there are children and attacks the school, which means he's attacking children. Those five steps that a rampage killer goes through.
Right.
Those first four, you can intercede on step five. If you can stop him without killing him, you have really accomplished something, but that would not be something I would attempt to do. I would eliminate the threat first and let everybody sit back and go, well, it's so sad. He was mentally ill. Yeah, well, he was coming over the wall with a gun. So, you know,
right.
I don't care what he was. Very sorry to hear he's mentally ill. Sorry. Tell you what, tell everybody how to find you right quick before we hit into the pause.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My blog is the Slow Facts blog on WordPress. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and Opslens. I write the Armed Citizens column at MLand.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The White House is accusing House Republicans of using the debt ceiling issue to manufacture a crisis. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said a default would be devastating.
We're talking about millions of jobs lost, devastated retirement accounts, and a recession.
Teams from the Biden administration and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office are still working to come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default. Singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83 after battling a long illness. She died peacefully at her home in Switzerland. Turner first gained fame in the 1960s with her husband Ike. She broke through to her greatest stardom in the 1980s after the release of her Private Dancer album. Another group is warning people not to travel to Florida. The Human Rights Campaign has joined Equity Florida to issue the warning, saying several new anti-LGBTQ state laws make it unsafe to travel to the Sunshine State. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, fresh off of a Faster class in Arizona, which means the Faster program is expanding once again.
Yeah.
Which is good news and all this other stuff. So with the Faster program, right, well, now that you, so as a graduate of the Faster program in two different states, will you be making any suggestions to them about some things that should be the same in every state and some things that maybe should be looked at and said, well, you know, maybe I know it's a state requirement and everything, but we need to find a way to make this a little more uniform. Are you going to do that from the, I mean, is that something you thought about?
I've already shared my notes with them. Each state is under very different conditions. One state, and you probably laugh at this, I do, when they took the program from outside their state, all the gun professionals in the state were offended because, well, you didn't ask us for our input. And the gal that was setting up the program in that state said, you know, if you'd already set up the program here, I'd have stolen it from you. I'd have followed you. I'd be working for you. But you didn't, so I had to, so too bad. You know, it's just like, you wanted Arby's? I went with McDonald's. If you'd already built at Arby's in town, I wouldn't be building the McDonald's. It was just a question of she wanted it more than they wanted it.
Right.
And then again, everybody complains in hindsight.
Sure.
Now, your shooting buddy was on is a SWAT cop?
JT?
Yeah. Or was?
He was. He's in a position of leadership now. So, but I mean, yes, he has been on SWAT team. Right. He was a sniper.
Wow. I learned something, and maybe I'm telling stories out of class, but this was both one of the instructors who was a SWAT officer and the patrolman in the class said SWAT stands for sit, wait, and talk, because they get geared up, they get in position. What I didn't know is usually they're containing a guy who's armed, has been shooting at people. We already know he's going to be violent. most often when he realizes he can't escape, he takes his own life. And the SWAT guys are going, great, we contained the bad guy. He couldn't get out into the public. He took his own life. Good. None of us are getting killed. And people, we're not launching more bullets into the neighborhood. That's a good plan. It works for that situation. It is the wrong tool to save our kids in school. And I wonder how much of that sit, wait, and talk perspective bled over into first responders in Uvalde. I didn't realize how much of a law enforcement attitude that is, because these, you won't see that from the people in the FASTER program. You know, they will go get a car and knock down the building to get inside.
Right.
It's that urgent for them. I hadn't realized the culture. Though I'm not part of the law enforcement culture.
Sure.
It was interesting to me. Another thing was that I learned from one of the teachers, not on the range. We're trading techniques to shoot better. We're listening to the staff who are guiding us. We're trading stories when we're trying to stay hydrated and load ammunition. There's a strange dynamic of being an undercover defender. If you could be the world's expert at being armed school staff, and you're in a parent-teacher conference, at a school board meeting, somebody can say something infinitely dumb, and you can't correct them. You can ask to go into closed session with the school board to say, what the heck was that? I know for a fact that's wrong. But if you speak out, you lose your anonymity. So in the public debate, the people that have been there, know what it feels like, know how it works, often can't say a thing, but somebody who has a feeling, an uninformed objector, becomes an outspoken critic, and there's no one to oppose them except guys like you and me, Bill. So we're speaking for a lot of people, but we do need our help. Go to your school board meeting and help the school board get straightened out.
Right.
Yeah. We're looking for the advocate that says, I can't be in your classroom to be armed. I wish I could, but I want you to be since you're there.
Right.
And it's not a complicated message. School boards need to hear it. Eh, I think 10 million times would work.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Chris Serino was part of a federal air marshals team. He's one of the instructors. And he said the hostages in schools are very much like the hostages on the airplane. When it gets really loud and the people next to them are getting injured, they just want it to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Their goals are really simple. And the teachers feel the same way. It's fascinating to watch them blend that line between, oh my gosh, these are the kids I love, the staff I love, but there's strangers could come on to, it's not all people that I love here. There could be strangers who are innocent as well. I don't want to make a mistake, but I really want the killing to stop. It's all up to me to solve a difficult problem. The great news is we're not going up against Sherlock Holmes, Moriarty, the master of crime. We're probably going up to somebody who's got a mental problem and has this fantasy about what violence in a school would be. The wonderful news is that as soon as they start getting shot at, they stop attacking other people. That getting shot at was never part of their plan. And we get to change their plans with, we don't even have to have the perfect kill shot from a distance. When they feel threatened, we've done 90% of our job. Now it's just keeping them from hurting others. Phew. Much easier from there.
Does this program have anything built into it for multiple assailants?
We talk about it. We've shown it. We diagram it. Let me think. Is that true? Is that true? because the multiple assailant scenario, they typically stay near each other to encourage each other. They do not split up and therefore have a two-pronged attack.
Right.
We've just only never seen that in a school. We've seen it once in public when they attacked the police. We don't train to it, no.
I find that interesting because one of the things that worries me in the future is the Mumbai type attack.
Oh my God!
And some of these law enforcement or the Beslan thing, and some of these law enforcement agents have actually looked at this. And the problem is that if a multi assailant force were to take a school is really a hard target. For small arms, it's hard to get in there and deal with what's in there if they know what they're doing. So that's my thought. I was just wondering about that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating point of view. It is such a complex environment.
Yeah,
you know, there are doors everywhere. There are a million places to hide. We want to come back to places to hide.
Well, we're about to have to come back. So before we have to come back, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. My blog is the Slow Facts blog at WordPress. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. I get to write the Armed Citizen column at Ammo Land.
All available to you right now. All you do is got to find it, and it's easily found. Easily found. Rob is everywhere. His bylines get promoted or get reprinted at all kinds of places besides the places he just mentioned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster and faster trained operator, Rob Morse.
Well, an advocate to train volunteer school staff and church staff.
Sure.
One of the training modules was a video we watched of the attacker at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School in Florida. And it showed us how easily this murderer could have been stopped. He walks in with an AR. You could have stopped him with a single shot pellet gun, but literally a flintlock would have stopped this guy if you were in place before he attacked. He walks into a class. He does not check in blind corners. The people that were able to hide, often he couldn't find them. When he would go into the room, he could kill at will sometimes. People would hide in an alcove because they didn't know where to run. The fire alarms went off. They didn't know what to do. Bill, when you see that, every person to a man in this class was going, I wish I was there.
Yeah.
I wish someone like me was there to have stopped him. And let me paint this from a different way, perhaps an environment you're more familiar with.
Sure.
You've walked through a mall, walk into a department store and look around. There's all these objects in the way. You could hide an army in that store. If you want to walk into it and hurt people, if people are standing up, you can attack them. You can attack a few people near you. People can be leaking around you and moving, and you will never see them. From 4 feet on down, it's a mouse maze. You can't see what's going on. And wherever you're looking, you are blind from behind, and someone can kill you that you will never see. I was originally in a debate with someone who said, guns are just a force multiplier. A rifle's a bigger force multiplier than a handgun. Therefore, whoever has the rifle will always win. And I said, you've never seen force on force. So what we do is try and learn good principles and good tactics so that we win against people. Boy, I was there with the rest of the staff. I'm going, look, I'm a 67-year-old man. I'm not a modern warrior, but I could have stopped the murder at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. I bet that is why the law enforcement officers that saw that data when they were preparing their report were so outraged that the school rejected having armed school staff.
Yeah, has to be.
Yeah.
The the thing with most of these guys is that they're not, and most of these teachers are not going to be superbly trained teachers. Some of them may get out there and do a little extracurricular stuff and right. do a few things, and that would be splendid. But the right. thing is that in the case of a teacher versus a rampage killer, the rampage killer probably just bought the gun. Might know how to operate the gun, but they know nothing about tactics, nothing at all.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And well, now, here's what I was, you should laugh and point and call me names. I was thinking, we should take that video and turn it into a video game so that all the video game players would learn how easy it is to defend a school.
Yeah.
And then I went, Robert, are you nuts? Because some of the nuts may get their hands on that. And we're not out to grow better mass murderers. Yeah, I get it. It weighs in on both sides.
Well, you know, as far as all that goes, I'm not too concerned with the nuts finding out about it. Because the nuts are nuts.
Okay.
You know? The nuts are nuts. And, you know, what we're not going to see... Right? We're not going to see any assailants go to these places where these armed teachers are.
That's right.
Because just the fact that they exist is a force multiplier all its own.
It changes the dynamics entirely. These mass murderers feel like a failure. It's a psychologically driven action.
Yeah.
They're going, you don't pay attention to me. You consider me a failure. I'm going to show you that there's a place where I can win. So they go find a bunch of unarmed victims. And when you're the only person who has a gun, yeah, you can dictate the course of history for a few seconds, unless there's somebody else armed. So we're talking about this. Would you ever have a armed school staff or armed church staff and not publicize it? That would be crazy. You want to publicize it.
Sure.
Because then these psychotic failures will go somewhere else. We win immediately. Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed.
Let's see. I had never taken a class with a school resource officer that was so good. And I used to think janitors held the key to the kingdom. You know, they can get anywhere on school. Nobody noticed. The kids don't notice the janitor. Hey, Mr. Smith, how you doing? Yeah. They see, hear everything. They can get everywhere.
Yeah.
This school resource officer, though, he can talk to principals, school boards in all across a number of districts. And when he's convinced that this is the way to save lives, you know, the conversation goes like, I read about a mass murder. I went to a class recently to learn how to stop it. But I realize I'm in uniform. And if there's only one of me, it gets really lonely.
Right.
I get some help.
Right.
And if a school board says no, they're the wrong school board for the job. When phrased that way, here's a guy who's going to put his life on the line. And you say, no, the school staff who wants to help you, I'm going to preclude that? That was eye-opening. I had never considered it. I'd never met an individual like that before. I got a new hero.
Indeed. Indeed. Some of these guys that do some of this stuff is quite interesting to me, how much they're dedicated to it. And then you look at some of these other guys that are not nearly as dedicated to it, and you're like, shouldn't that be part of the job?
Well, and I think you hit right on it. This young man was a elementary school teacher. He became a cop because he wanted to give back to his community. He's Native American. He goes, yeah, I could cover, you know, see more of my community, be more of a help, I thought. And then he became a school resource officer because he saw the problems they were having in schools. And he goes, yeah, this is made for me. I'm so happy I'm here. Someone someday will make a movie about what a good soul he is. I hope.
We'll see.
Yeah. I did notice I did some of my regular prep. And I noticed, what was it? What happened to it? There it is, a bunch of murders in Philadelphia, bunch of them in Chicago. I'm just thinking, the people who live there can't be listening to Lock and Load Radio. They wouldn't be electing the officials they elected. They wouldn't stay stuck on foolish for so long. And I was so grateful that you talk about this every day. We're again talking about CNN during the class going, yeah, the good news is there are more and more avenues that are speaking the truth. And I stood up and said, do you guys know about Lock and Load?
And they
said, Bill. Some of them said yes. Some of them said no.
Okay.
They said, one guy said, you're that guy on there? Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
I'm with Bill. I go, oh, how cool.
Very good. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That's 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That's an ensemble cast. We can't stop in less than an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. Bill, thank you so much. Missed you.
Well, I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you got to train, and I envy that you got to train. I got plenty of ammo now. I can train. I just have to find somewhere to go to train. So I don't know. Right now, Fisher is in Alaska, so he's not around here to train with. So anyway.
Let me know where you head. Maybe I'll come join you.
Roger that. That'd be sort of cool. That'd be fun. We've done it before. We can do it again. Hour number three is inbound. Go find Rob's stuff. Because it's part of the continuing education. Like I said, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.